Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bava Kama, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Ches. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn about two oxen that were mazik each other, or two people that were mazik each other, or a shor and a adam that had a fight. A shor and a adam? Well, we'll soon learn about this. Each was mazik the other one. Now, perhaps we should be magdim an important hagdama. This comes from the Rush and the Nemuke Yosef. If one shor goes over to the other shor and rams him, starts a fight, and the other shor like tries to protect itself or hits back, really only the first shor is chayiv. Because as far as the other shor goes, it's just a natural response to what the first shor did. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where my shor damaged your shor, and after your shor calmed down and he's no longer angry, then he goes and damages my shor. That's what we're talking about. Now we're going to have three different cases about two shvarim that went at each other. Here's the first of the three. Shnei shvarim tamim. We have two oxen. Both are a shor tam. Shechavlu zeze. They wounded each other. So again, one rammed into the other one. After the other one calmed down, turned around, the zetz into the first one. Or it could be both started fighting at the same time. As long as it's not one just responding to what the first one did. But either way, whether they both started fighting with each other at the same time, or one calmed down and then he zets into the other one, the din is Mishalmim b'moyser chatzi nezek. Mishalmim, they pay whatever the extra amount is, chatzi nezek. For example, let's say my shor rammed into Reuven's shor and did damage of 100. Reuven's shor rammed into my shor and did damage of 50. So both are a shor tam. So I have to pay Reuven 50, half of the 100. Reuven has to pay me 25, half of 50, because I did damage 100, and his shor did damage to me 50. So we each pay chatzi nezek. I have to pay for the damages of my shor, which is how much? Half of 100, 50. He has to pay for the damages of his shor, which is half of 50, which is 25. So at the end of the day, how much money does anyone have to take out of his pocket and give to someone else? And the answer is, I have to take out 25 from my pocket and give it to him. Why doesn't he have to pay me? It's very simple. I owe him 50. He owes me 25. So the only physical money that I have to give him is 25. I deduct the 25 that he owes me from the 50. That's what it means. Mishalmim b'moyser chatzi nezek. Vayter zakta mishnah. This is the second of the three cases of one shor damaging another shor. Shneiem muadim. What if my shor and his shor were both a shor amuyah that pays nezek sholem? So then mishalmim b'moyser nezek sholem. Then I pay out of the extra nezek sholem. So if my shor did damage 100, I owe him 100. His shor did damage to me 50, he owes me 50. So the only physical money I have to pay is the extra 50. Here there's no chatzi nezek. It's very simple. I owe him 100, he owes me 50, so I deduct that 50 and I pay him the extra 50. Now here comes the third case. Echatam, one of the oxen over here involved in the fight, pays only chatzi nezek, because a shor tam, the echad muyad, and one is a shor muyad. So here it depends who did more damage. Muyad betam, if the shor muyad did more damage to the shor hatam, more so than what the shor hatam did to the shor muyad. Let's say the shor muyad damaged the shor tam 100. And the tam damaged the shor amuyot only 50. So mishalim, the shor amuyot pays b'moyser out of the extra nezek sholem. Let's say my shor is the shor amuyot. And it damaged the shor tam 100. His shor is the shor tam, Reuven's shor is the shor tam, and it did damage 50 to my shor. So now, I owe him 100. How much does he owe me? He did damage 50. But he only owes me 25, because his shor is a shor tam. So out of the 100 that I owe him, I'm going to deduct 25. Half the 50. And memela, I'm going to pay him 75. If tam b'muyad, let's say the shor tam did damage in the muyad more so than what the muyad did damage in the tam. Let's say his shor did damage to my shor 100. His shor tam damaged my shor muyad 100. So he's chayev chatzi nezek, which is 50. And let's say my shor muyad did damage to the tam only 25. So me, the owner of the shor tam, I'm going to pay to the owner of the shor amuyad b'moyser out of what's left, chatzi nezek. So let's do the numbers. The shor tam, once again, did damage to the shor amuyad of 100. That means the owner of the shor tam owes the owner of the shor amuyad 50. The shor amuyad did damage 25. So he, okay, let's say me, I have the Shar HaMu'id, I have to pay 25. So he owes me 50, I owe him 25. So Meshalim, the owner of the Shar HaTam, is going to pay to the owner of the Shar HaMu'id b'moiser out of what's extra, Chatzi Nezek, 25, just half of the 50. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, the same is true for two people. Same is true for two people, Shnei Anoshim, two people, Shechavlu Zebezeh, that inflicted wounds one onto the other. And it's also, just like we said in regard to the two Shvarim, either it was at one time, Reuven started with Shimon, and Shimon started with Reuven, or Reuven, let's say, punched Shimon, and after Shimon calmed down, it wasn't like he was defending himself. Afterwards, he went and he attacked Reuven back. So we know that Adam is Muyatli Olam. And Adam always has to pay Nezek Shalem. So basically, the din of two people is the same as the din of two Shvarim that are Mu'adim. If let's say Reuven inflicted a damage of 100, and Shimon inflicted a damage of 50, so Mishalmim B'Meiser, the one who hurt his friend more, he has to pay out of the extra Nezek Shalem. He would have to pay the 50. So, until now we had cases of Shvarim fighting with each other. We had cases of people fighting with each other. How's about a person and a shar? Well, even that's possible. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Adam B'Muyid. Suppose a person inflicted damage into a shar HaMuyid, more so than the damage that was done to him. Or a Muyid B'Adam, a shar HaMuyid inflicted damage on a person, more so than the damage the other way. In either case, Mishalim B'Meister, the one who owes the extra, has to pay Nezek Shal. Let's say the shar was not a shar HaMuyid. Let's say it was just a shar Tam. So Adam betam betam ba'adam, and it depends. Adam betam, in regard to the damages that the person inflicted into the shah, which is a tam, Mishalim, the Adam has to pay b'moiser, the extra money, meaning after we figure out who owes who what. He would have to pay Nezek Shalek. But let's say I had a fight with a shah tam, and the shah tam then started fighting with me. And let's say he did damage of 100, so the owner of the shah tam owes me 50. After we deduct that 50, then I have to pay all of the damages done to the Shar Tam. Tam ba'adam. Let's say the Shar Tam did more damage on the person than the person did to the Shar Tam. So Mishalim b'Meiser. The owner of the Shar Tam is going to have to pay out of that amount. After we deduct the amount that I owe him, he's going to have to pay out of the extra amount, Chatzi Nezek. Now this is the sheet of the Tanakam, who holds that a Tam that damaged the person only pays Chatzi Nezek. The same way the halacha would be with a tam that damaged another shar. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, Av tam shechavu ba'adam, even a shar tam that inflicts damages on a person, that wounds a person, Mishalim b'moiser, is going to have to pay out of the extra money that he owes him, nezek shalim. Rabbi Akiva holds that this din, that a tam pays chatzi nezek, is only by one shar that was mazik another shar. But when it comes to a shar that was mazik an adam, you always pay Nezek Shalom, whether it's a Shar Tam or a Shar HaMuyid. If you look in the Batanura, you will see how the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva disagree how to teach the Pasuk. You see, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chav Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Oy Ben Yigach, Oy Bas Yigach, whether it gores a boy, or he rams with his horn a girl, Kamishpat Hazeye Asalai, according to the same mishpat, the same judgment, you should do to him. The Tanakhama understands this pasuk. Ke mishpat shar b'shar, kach mishpat shar b'adam. Whatever the halachas are between one shar and another shar, that's true for a shar b'adam. Now what's the din when one shar strikes another shar? A tam pays chatzi nezek, and a muyit pays nezek shalom. Well, the same is true for shar b'adam. A tam pays chatzi nezek, and a muyit pays nezek shalom. Rabbi Akiva says, no, ke mishpat hazeh, like what we just learned. We just learned beforehand in the pasuk about a shar hamuyit. The pasuk means to say, like this din of a shar hamuyit, that's what happens whenever a shar strikes an adam. Even if it's a shar tam, right away from the first time, he's considered a shar hamuyit. Okay, let's chazer over the cases of our Mishnah. Basically, our Mishnah is divided into three. We have two shvarim that were fighting with each other, two people that were fighting with each other, and then a person and a shar that were fighting with each other. In the first case of two Shvarim that were fighting with each other, there were three possibilities. That both Shvarim were a Shar Tam, so we learned Mishalmim B'Meister Chatzi Nezek. Remember what that means? Let's say the first Shar inflicted a damage into the second Shar of 100. and the damage that the second shar did to the first shar was 50. So the owner of the first is chayiv 50, chatzi nezek. The owner of the second is chayiv 25, which is chatzi nezek of his damage. So the first one's going to pay the second one how much? 25. He did damage of 100 and he pays only 25? Yeah. First of all, you get a 50% deduction because you're a shartam. Really, that's a machlokes, whether a shartam is supposed to pay 100 and we take off 50, or he's supposed to pay nothing and we add 50. But let's just say, for argument's sake, he gets 50% off. But he doesn't pay 50 because the other one did damage to him for 50. And he owes chatzi nezek of 25, so therefore I pay him 25. If both were a muyid, misham b'meiser nezek shalit. So if my shard did damage of 100 and his shard did damage of 50, I really owe him 100, but I deduct the 50 that he owes me, so I pay him 50. If one was a tam and the other was a muyid, so we learned muyid b'tam, if the muyid did damage in the tam more so than what the tam did damage to the muyid, let's say the muyid did damage to the tam of 100, and the tam did damage to the muyid 50, so the muyid's going to pay nezek shalom out of the extra nezek shalom. If I'm the owner of the shar muyid, so I owe him 100. I have a shari muyid, I don't get any deduction of 50% off, I owe him 100. But his shari tam did damage to me 50. He only has to pay half, so he owes me 25, so I deduct the 25. How much do I pay him? 75. If it was tam b'muyid, if the tam did more damage to the muyid, more so than the muyid did to the tam, let's say the tam did damage to the muyid 100. But he's a tam, so he only pays chatzi nezek, he owes 50. And let's say the muyid did damage to the tam 25. I owe him the whole 25 because I have a shara muyid. He owes me 50. I owe him 25. So he has to pay me b'meiser chatzi nezek. He pays me the 25. And then we have the second part of the Mishnah. Two people that hurt each other. A person is always muyid. No tam when it comes to a person. Adam muyid li'aylam. Therefore, misham b'meiser nezek shalem. Whatever the extra is, you have to pay nezek shalem. Then we add the case where the person and the shar are fighting, or fighting with each other. So if it was adam b'muyid, let's say the person did damage to a shar hamuyid, more so than what the shar hamuyid did to him, or the muyid did damage to the adam, more so. Either way, whoever owes the extra has to pay nezek shalem. If it was a person who did damage to a shar tam, or a shar tam did damage to a person, so if the person hurt the shar tam more so than what the shar hurt him, you have to pay the money you owe nezek shalem. If the shartam did damage to the person more so what the person did damage to the shartam, he only pays chatzi nezek out of that extra. Same halachas with the tam and the muyah. At least that was the sheet of the Tanakama. What did Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's no shartam if he strikes a person. It's only when one behemah strikes another behemah that we say a tam pays chatzi nezek. Rabbi Akiva holds, avtam shechavol ba'adam, would pay b'meiser nezek shalem. A tam that hurts a person pays nezek shalem the first time. Now, even though Rabbi Kiva holds a tam that strikes a person pays nezek shalem the first time, but he's not completely the same as a shar hamuyid. There still is a difference, even according to Rabbi Kiva, if a shar for the very first time strikes a person that strikes a behemoth. Can you think what that difference is? If both have to pay nezek shalem, so what's the difference if a shar tam strikes a person that strikes another shar? Well, remember what other difference there is between a shar tam and shar muyid, besides for the fact that a tam pays chatzi nezek and a muyid pays nezek shalem? Remember we learned that a shar tam pays only megufay, only if you can take the money out of the shar itself. But if the whole value of the shar doesn't equal the chatzi nezek, he doesn't have to add any money from his pocket. But by a shar hamuyid, you have to pay whatever the damage is, even if it's worth more than the shar. Well, if a shar tam strikes a person, let's say he did damage to the person of 100 and the whole shar is only worth 50, you don't have to pay any more than the 50. And that's true even according to Rabbi Akiva. If there's enough money in the shar to pay nezek shalom, you pay nezek shalom. But you don't have to take money out of your pocket if it's a shar tam, even when it strikes a person.